your blood-bought gift. Today we claim.
Sanctify today.
Well, God of Elijah, hear our cry.
Okay. All right. To the people that came in, unbelievable technical problems. I had to reboot it several times. The music is not working. Everything was fine today. Everything was fine. In the morning, everything works fine. During the day when I'm using it, it works fine. Something is going on here. It's got to be spiritual opposition. It has to be when I come to the evening show. I cannot get across the PowerPoint presentation so you could see it like a PowerPoint presentation. So what you're seeing is the way I see the screen. With the on the left-hand side, you see the other slides. And actually, that's not even true. I open it up a different way, so all I see is the slides like you see it. But anyways, that doesn't matter. So we're going to look at, Father, I thank you. We had to fight through this. I thank you that we can get to it now, Lord. I ask that it's a great blessing. I claim the blessing of Revelation 1:3. Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the word of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. So we thank you for that, Lord. We ask that we ask for great understanding of the word of the book of Revelation. And, Lord, the time is getting close, for the tribulation period, Lord. And this teaching fits right into it now. So whatever I do is always under the blood of the everlasting covenant that you made with us in Calvary, in Jesus' name. Amen. I can remember thinking back, even back into the 1970s, when I first came to the Lord, the number 666 was quite common, and it was known as the devil's number. And that was even being thrown around before I was a believer. I heard that. But I don't hear that anymore. We're in church circles, but this was in the world. I don't hear it. I don't know if others do. But the 666 number, it goes back a generation or two that it was known. It was known and was called the devil's number. So we're going to take a look at this here, the mark of the beast, 666. But before, I'm not going directly to it. I want to lead you into it with the second beast of Revelation chapter 13. So let's take a look at the second beast. This is the contact information for me, and at the end I'll put it up again. And the second beast is also known as the false prophet. In fact, that's really what he's known for. There's the one mention of the second beast in Revelation 13, and then after that, if you follow him through the book of Revelation, he's known as the false prophet. All right, the second beast, starting at 13:11. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake like a dragon, and he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose name, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men. So let's go back up to verse 11. And I beheld another beast coming out of the earth. Now, coming out of the earth is connected really with Daniel chapter 7, verse 17, that talks about four kingdoms coming up out of the earth. And these are all kingdoms that are opposed to God. Now, the beast comes out of the sea, and that we know the sea represents the nations. Coming up out of the earth, I couldn't make a direct link other than it was the same terminology used by the prophet Daniel in chapter 7, verse 17, about four kingdoms coming up out of the earth. So it has something to do with like political power, four kingdoms coming up out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, and he spake like a dragon. So his appearance was not, looking at this, he had two horns like a lamb. He wasn't, what would be the word? The beast gives a real dominating appearance here in the scriptures. But his appearance doesn't appear like that. It's like a lamb. But he says he spake like a dragon. So he's got that demonic power of Satan in him also. No matter how he looks, the end result is he's got a lot of spiritual power. And that power he's going to use to deceive the nations. Verse 12. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him. All right. So he's got kind of like equal power as the first beast. There's a little difference to it, though. And causeth the earth to, and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast. So that's his focus. His focus is to get all the world, to as many as he can, to worship the first beast, the Antichrist, the man of sin, the son of perdition. Now look what's thrown in there, whose deadly wound was healed. So that's connected now. The false prophet who is going to be using that deadly wound that was healed. And I taught about that last week. That's a turning point with the beast. That deadly wound where he died and he came back to life. Apparently the whole world saw it. And that was the catapult. That was the catapult him into being worshipped. He's going to say he resurrected himself from the dead. And there's other things happening also. And then at that same time, virtually the same time, he's back from the dead, he kills the two prophets of God. And the combination of coming back from the dead and killing the two prophets make him awesome. I mean, the masses are going to go for him with those combinations. And also, the second beast, it says here in verse 13, he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Great wonders. And he has to do the wonders in the presence of the beast, the first beast. He's not operating on his own. They appear to be operating very, very close to each other. Now, this thing about doing great wonders and fire down from heaven, I've come across this, and I'm going to throw this out to see what we think about it. Fire from heaven. Right now, as I'm speaking to you, there have been tremendous laser weapons just now coming online. They're putting them in airplanes. They're putting them in ships. They're putting them in land. I don't know if they're putting them in satellites. They very well could be in satellites. The laser weapons have been known for many, many, many years. The problem was it took so much power to use it. Now it's gotten down to where they can fire them from airplanes up in the sky. Now, is fire from heaven, is it a miracle or is it high tech from the age we live in? I don't know. But I think it is a possibility that these high tech laser weapons, well, first of all, I know that they can be used high in the sky. They want to put them on fighter planes now so that they can fire the laser weapons instead of like rockets and all, or at least have them on the plane that for a certain type of warfare, you could use them and shoot down other planes and things like that. But I do want to bring this to your attention that laser beams now, laser weapons are up in the air and that they can be used and fired down on the earth. And if they hit dry areas like we've had in California, they will ignite fires. You know, they are powerful. I mean, they can bring down missiles. They're setting them up now. That's part of modern warfare, is they're using them to shoot down satellites. So land-based laser beams, they can focus them on satellites and shoot them down. So just a thought, folks, pushing it out there to look at, is it possible that calling fire down from heaven is in our hour, high-tech laser beams that he can direct down on the earth to like kill anyone or destroy anything. Now, and I have a couple more pictures. There's another airplane shooting up in the air like at a missile. Now, these are the scriptures about the false prophet. There's three of them. And the 20th, Revelation 19:20, is, I think, the most important because it ties the false prophet directly into the second beast. And the beast was taken. This is right at the end of the Battle of Armageddon. And with him, the false prophet that wrought miracles before him. The false prophet did the miracles before the beast, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone. So he was involved with them receiving the mark of the beast, and he was very deception. Everything is deception with them. Verse 16, verse 13. This is when the kings of the earth are bringing together all the armies of the world to bring them to Armageddon. Verse 13, and I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet. And that would be like an unholy trinity. It would be like kind of a setup mocking God. You know, the dragon would be the father, the beast would be the son, and the false prophet would be, because he was pointing everyone to the beast, he would be like the Holy Spirit. And I say that because there's three of them, and they're operating in unity. So it could be Satan's way of mocking the Trinity. And then 20 verse 10, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. So those are the three scriptures there in the book of Revelation, identifying the beast and the false prophet as the one and the same, and they are operating with the beast to deceive the multitudes on the earth. Okay, let's take a look at the image of the beast now. These are the scriptures about the image of the beast. And deceive them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. Now there's the second reference. That wound by the sword, the wound unto death and all, is prominent now. This is a big deal in Revelation 13. So he's saying here, the second part of the verse, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast. So this is a worldwide effort. And this is not some magic. Like years ago, the preachers used to say that the statue would become living by some miracle. I can remember that was the major thought like 50 years ago. They couldn't conceive of what we see today. But notice it's that them that dwell on the earth. So this is big, folks. This is like kind of a universal effort to create this image. Now notice it says an image to the beast. We commonly call it the image of the beast, but they're making it to him because he's so like exalted. He's so powerful. They're going to view him as God on earth. That's how they're going to worship him. So they're making an image to him. Now, aside from that, we call it the image of the beast because it is a direct image of him. But it's neat to look at that. The whole world is going to be involved with the technology that they should make an image to the beast. So this serious, folks. This is a worldwide effort to create this image. And I'm going to be looking at image in a moment. Revelation 13:5, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. This is power packed. Verse 14 and 15 are power packed. We're going to share all this. In fact, let me just keep going. All this stuff about life to the image and all, we'll pick that up in a moment here. All right. Fire from heaven. This is end time, high tech, I'm calling it. Fire from heaven, Revelation 13:13. And, I did mention to you that it's very possible that it is laser weapons that are being called, fire from heaven here. Internet, Revelation 11:19. All the world watched the beast kill God's two prophets. Now, of course, God allowed them to be killed. They could not be killed except until their ministry was up. Before that, if anybody tried to kill them, they were killed. So, but the whole world saw it. They were able to see the beast kill the two prophets. So I'm looking at that as like the internet or some form of it. Because people wondered years ago, I mean, you know, you go back 100 years, maybe more, how is the whole world going to see it? We know how it can be done today. They couldn't dream of it. So that I'm looking at fire from heaven, the internet, here's a Revelation 11:9. Now look at this. And they of the people and the kindreds and the tongues and the nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days. So how are they going to do that? That's the high tech of today. They'll focus the cameras and everything on their bodies laying there in Jerusalem. Now, I'm looking at Revelation 13:14 as a cyborg because it's going to be given a form of life. So Revelation 13, verse 14, talks about the image being built. So the whole world's involved in it. You know, there's high tech in a couple areas, being able to contact each other. You know, that couldn't have been done. How could they have done that 200 years ago? It would have taken weeks just to get the ships back and forth and all. So we see that the high tech is in place. Artificial intelligence. I think that give life to the beast is going to be artificial intelligence. And that's the big issue that's coming now. I mean, almost every day there's something there online about artificial intelligence. It's busting. Now, we've had it for quite a while, but it's busting through right now, artificial intelligence. And they're talking about creating, they call it seminal a mind or seminal intelligence. That means it can think, that it can think like we think. So that is, I believe that that's giving life to the beast, to the image. They're going to do that through high tech and artificial intelligence. And the 666, I call it the 666 surveillance system. That's Revelation 13, 16 through 18. There has to be a marking system that goes on people worldwide, and no one can buy or sell without that marking system. And all of this, the fire from heaven, a cyborg, artificial intelligence, the 666 surveillance system is all directly connected to the false prophet. He's a high-tech guru, I'm going to say. The internet there, Revelation 11:9, is not, at least as it's recorded in the Bible, is not directly connected to him. But the others are. So this guy is high-tech, where he can cause all to get the mark of the beast. He can cause all the world to come together to build a cyborg. And he's giving life. It says he is giving life to the image. So this is a heavy hitter, folks. This guy here knows science in a big, big, big way. And he's using it here in the last days to put together the system, the end time system for the Antichrist, the beast, the son of perdition. So remember that the false prophet is a high-tech guy, big time, big time. And again, Revelation 11:9, all the people and kindreds and tongues and nations are going to see the two prophets of God, their bodies laying dead in Jerusalem. Now, of course, they also see them raised from the dead. And they're probably going to hear God's voice saying, come up hither. And they're brought up to heaven. So the whole world is going to see that. So at once they're going to see it. So to me, it's high tech internet type stuff. That's all in play in the end times. Daniel's last 7 years of prophecy. And things are in play now for this, folks. If the fire from heaven is laser beams, there it is. The internet certainly could play out what is coming that right now, it could play out worldwide. What's coming to Jerusalem, the battle between the beast and God's prophets. The cyborgs are in play right now. I wanted to, in fact, you're going to see it. You're going to see it with your own eyes, the cyborgs. Artificial intelligence is coming in play right now. The 666 surveillance system, as far as I'm concerned, it's in play right now. They need to be able to force it all together, but the technology to bring everybody under a digital high-tech surveillance system is in play right now. Right now. So again, the false prophet is a super high-tech man that's putting all this together. Now, come on. All right. All right. All right, we're going to look at the image of the beast. In fact, I doubled it up. Yeah, I didn't realize I doubled that up. Okay, let's just skip that. But let's look at the word image. and likeness. Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us make man in our image and our likeness. Our image and our likeness. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he him. Now, concerning the new life in Christ, Romans 6:5. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. That word likeness and image are very close, folks. Very close. All right, image means resemblance, hence a representative figure, especially an idol. And it's translated image and vain. So we're made in God's image and likeness. That means a tremendous resemblance, and hence a representative figure. Now, do you remember when Moses in Exodus chapter 33 was on the mount with the Lord? In scripture, and he's talking with the Lord. Now, there was, Moses was protected from God's presence because of the glory. God's glory is pouring out of him, and it comes from his face, and no man can take the glory from God's face and live directly. So God was protecting him, but Moses was talking to him. I mean, face to face, God put some sort of a shield, but Moses could see, the Bible says he could see the similitude of the Lord. He could see the form of the Lord, but it was, the glory was being filtered out. So Moses asked, he said, Lord, I want to see your glory. And the Lord said, you can't. You can't see my glory. No man can see my face and live. So he said, I'll put you in the cleft of that rock there. And I'll put my hand over your face. And he said, I'll let my goodness pass by and you could see my hinder part. That's us, folks. I'll put my hand over your face. You can't look into my face. I'll walk by you. You could see my hinder part, his back. You could see his back. That's who God is. He's not some energy force. Well, you could say he is like energy and all, but he's got a form. God has a form. And it says we're made in his image and likeness. So in Numbers chapter 12, God told Aaron and Miriam that Moses had seen my similitude. So we are made in his image and likeness. Now we go to the word likeness. Again, resemblance, a concretely a model. So image is sort of general, but likeness is really strong. Concretely a model. I mean, solid, where God made us in his image and likeness. The word likeness there is you're an exact replica. That's powerful, folks. Shape. We're going to see the Lord's shape. And it's also translated fashion, likeness, manner, and similitude. Similar. So we're created in God's image and likeness. So the image of the beast is replicating, it's man replicating God creating us. So it's going to be in our form. And I'm going to show you in a moment some astounding images here. And we've got life. The image has life. And we can walk and talk. And the image is going to be able to walk and talk. So this is man becoming the creator. We're now the creator. God's out of the picture, and we're the creator. It's that's not going to be long-lived, folks. So now This is a Sunday morning show, a news show with Maria, and she had a man and his clone on the show. I think I'm going to, the show's not that long. In the final form, I'll put it on, because he's asking the clone questions and he's answering it. The owner or master or creator is just sitting there listening to his image talking. Now, I'm just going to ask you a question. Which of you think the clone is on the left and which think the clone is on the right? Well, the one on the right is the clone. It says AI clone over it, but there's an arrow, so that may tip you off that it is the clone. But yes, the one on the right is the clone. And once he starts talking, that clone, or it, I should call it, starts talking, the head movements are not smooth like our head movements are. The blinking of his eyes are not like we do. But other than that, the voice sounds good. The reasoning sounds good. There was no emotion in the voice, but his head was moving, so it looked odd. His eyes were blinking, so it looks odd. So there's the image of the beast is going to look like this, folks. If that guy was the beast, that image, I guess it's supposed to really look like him. I don't think so right now, somewhat. But the image of the beast that is going to be on the earth during the tribulation period is going to be just like you see it. The beast will be on the left, and then there'll be an image of him on the right. And that's his clone. That's man becoming God, because this beast, I mean, the image is able to talk and reason and look. It has a body. It's going to be able to walk. So that's man creating in his image now. But there it is. There's the high tech right now. With a little bit more work, like I said, a little bit more work on the head movement, the eye movement. And I don't know. I didn't see it walk because it's just sitting there. But right now, we're right at it, folks. That image of the beast, it could be produced. Like the Bible says, the Antichrist, the false prophet is going to, probably the colleges and industry around the world going to say, we want this, we want that, they want you to do this, and they'll assemble it in maybe a week or 2 weeks or something. It'll be done very, very quickly. Now, here's data from Star Trek. Now, I like Star Trek. I like the original one. Any science fiction that is, I'm going to say good science fiction, I like. Especially the old types. So Data is a cyborg, or at least in the movie. Of course, he's an actor for real. But he really is what the image of the beast is going to be. Because he is a human, he moves like a human, and he talks like a human. But he is a cyborg, and here you'll see him as a cyborg. Here, yeah, that's what when you get underneath the skin of Data, or under you get into his skull, he's machine. Now a cyborg is part human and part machine, so. He has human parts in there. That's why he called it cyborg. So what you see is Data, is really maybe real close to what the image of the beast is going to look like. The facial structure, the movements, the way his eyes blink and all. He is a human, so he moves like a human. And that's the way the beast is going to be, an exact replica of like Data. Now, I went into the creation of data, and this is the background here. This is 1987. So way, way, way back in 1987 is when the show Star Trek II, the second series, was aired. So let me, this is from the website. Data was found by Starfleet in 2338. Now, this is all made up, of course, but listen to this one part to it. He was the sole survivor on Omicron Theta in the rubble of a colony left after an attack from the crystalline entity. He is synthetic life. The image of the beast, life was given to the image. He is a synthetic life form with, look at this, artificial intelligence. This is 1987, folks. They could foresee this coming. Designed and built by Dr. Noonien Skrong in his own likeness. I mean, there it is. It's created in his own likeness. That's the image of like the beast to this doctor. It was designed by and built by him. That's right out of Revelation 13, 14. It's built with artificial intelligence. We have it today. 1987, they had nothing. So that's 87, 97, 2007. That's almost 40 years ago now, almost. And it says synthetic life form. So Data from Star Trek was created in 1987. And I wonder if they did that looking at Revelation 13, 14. Amazing, amazing. So what I just showed you is based on this here from their website. It's literally right out of Revelation 13, 14. Now it talks about him becoming human as you go on, and they wanted this image here to feel emotion and understand certain human idiosyncrasies. I don't want to waste any time on it, although the first part's really good enough. Right out of Revelation 13, 14. Amazing, amazing. All right, now we're going to look at it's the mark, name, and number of the beast. Revelation 13, verse 16. Now, when we look, I highlighted the scriptures here. So let's look at this again, Revelation 13, 16, and 17. And he causeth all. Now, he causeth all. That is the second beast, the false prophet. Keep in mind, all this high tech stuff is him. Both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, that no man might buy or sell, save he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. So there's three things involved: the mark, the name, and the number. Verse 18, herein is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 600, 666, or 666. All right, so we got again, the mark is the mark associated with the beast, the name of the beast, and the number of his name. All right, what is the mark of the beast? Now, when you look at the definition in the New Testament of that mark, it's in the Greek, it's a scratch, or look at this, or etching. That is a stamp as a badge of servitude, or sculptured figure, a statue. And it's translated graven or mark. So when I look at this, a scratch or an etching or a stamp, Of course, sculptured figure is a graven image. To me, that looks like it could easily become a tattoo, a scratch or etching. Now, where is it? It's on the body. It's on the right hand of the forehead. A stamp. Stamp is very close to the idea of a tattoo. Let's look at the Old Testament. And that's not used frequently, folks. I should have copied that down. But using the word mark, it's not used quite a bit in scriptures. It's seldom used in the New Testament. Now let's take a look at the Old Testament. Now the setting for the Old Testament is when the Lord's glory was leaving the temple in Jerusalem, and the Babylonians were coming, and God was using the Babylonians as judgment. So the people were gross in sin. They were completely given over to idolatry. And there was only a few that had not been given over to idolatry. And this is Ezekiel 9:4. And the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. That word mark in the Hebrew means to mark out, primitive scratch, or definite imprint. So this is an imprint on the people, and it's in the spiritual realm. I don't think it's in the physical realm. It's in the spiritual realm, and they're spared by like the death angel when he comes to all the people. The only people that are not going to be killed are those that sighed and cried over the abominations that were being done in Jerusalem. And they're marked, and the death angel does not touch them. But it could be seen. Now, spiritually, it could be seen. So the mark of the beast is going to be seen. It's going to be something that could be seen. And that's why what comes to my mind is a tattoo. That mark would be like a tattoo. And of course, that remains to be seen. But that's what I believe it's going to be. And see, things are coming together right now that will be in place during the tribulation period. It isn't going to like mysteriously just happen during the tribulation period. It's being set up right now, like for the mark of the beast. That whole system is probably 90% in place right now. Every year, it's more and more coming in place. The image of the beast. I can remember years ago when they started to make those robots. They look ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Now that it's down to like the head movement was poor. The eye blinking was poor. But everything else, if you overlook the eye movement and the blinking and the head movement, you know, it looked, at least from a distance, it looked like a human being. It's a long way they've come in the last probably 30 years. As this all began to come together, making a robot type body, and then putting a brain in it, but would be like a computer, that it could function like that. So we're on the verge of those two things coming together, the image of the beast and the mark of the beast. Now, the religion during the tribulation period is going to be paganism. In the New Testament, we see this in Revelation 9:20. And the rest of the men, which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship, look at this, devils, idols of gold, idols of silver, idols of brass, idols of stone, idols of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. So, of course, we've got the Whore of Babylon that's in place the first half of the tribulation period, and that's what they're doing here. So part of being part of the Whore of Babylon's religion is idolatry. Well, the whole thing is idolatry. But the people are going to, of course, worship devils, and they're going to make idols. Gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood. Just like classic pagans did. So we're going to have a big turning going to idolatry. So what's very possible is we're going to have a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit before the tribulation period, and we're going to go to be with the Lord at the rapture, and then there'll be a huge, huge turning to idolatry, and then that will flow right in with the Whore of Babylon. Now, we look at the Old Testament for the same time, because the book of Revelation is the day of the Lord, and then Isaiah is talking about the same time period prophetically now. Isaiah starting at 2 verse 17. And the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. There's that day. And the idols, they're going to be idols active, idolatry, and they shall go into the holes of the rocks and into the caves of the earth for fear of the Lord and the glory of his majesty when he arises to shake terribly the earth. And in that day, a man shall cast his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they were made, each one of them, for himself to worship, to the moles and to the bats, and to go into the clefts of the rocks and into the tops of the ragged rocks, for fear of the Lord, and for the glory of his majesty, when he arises to shake terribly the earth. So Isaiah tells us that they're going to be worshiping idols during the day of the Lord, as the day of the Lord approaches. And Revelation 19 tells us they're going to be worshiping idols. So an image to the beast is an idol. And back in the ancient days, the Egyptians worshiped Pharaoh, a man. The Babylonians worshiped Nebuchadnezzar, a man. The that group there in Lebanon, I just can't think of their name. They worshiped men. They were idol worshippers. They worshiped their kings. The Romans worship Caesar, a man, as God. The Greeks worshiped their gods were men, but they didn't worship political figures, the Greeks. Now, in our time, back to World War II and way beyond that, the Japanese worshiped the emperor as God on earth. And I know a lot of the Hindu cults worship their leaders as gods. So being pagans, worshiping the beast and his image goes along with idolatry. It fits perfect with idolatry. That's what they are. The beast, they worship the beast and his image. That is idolatry, just like the Egyptians did. The Babylonians did, the Romans did, and the Greeks' gods were men. They worshipped it, not on earth though. So it fits in. It fits in, folks. Now, God is really outraged with them worshiping men and the beast and his image. So Revelation 14:19. Revelation 14:9 says, and the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If any man worship the beast and his image," that's paganism. That's Egyptian paganism. "And receive a mark in his forehead or in his hand." And then verse 10 tells us how God reacts to this. And then verse 11, "And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. And they have no rest day nor night who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name." So you got the number of his name, the mark of his name, the mark. They're all connected with worshiping the beast. Revelation 15:2. We're looking at the mark, the number, the name. "And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name." They're all coming together, the mark, the number of his name. They're all contained into one. Revelation 16:2. "And the first went and poured his vial out upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them that worshipped his image." Mixing together, some of it is worshipping the beast and his image. Some is like worshipping the image taken with the mark. So it's a combination that the scriptures touch upon here. Revelation 19:20, and this is when they're about to be cast into the lake of fire. And it talks about them, they wrought miracles. Well, that's the false prophet before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. And that's the clear idolatry there. Had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. So there's something about the mark of the beast that God points out over and over. And it's a seal, folks. When the people in Ezekiel 9:4 had sighed and cried over the abominations, God placed a mark on their forehead. It might be his name. And they were spared. You see, so that mark represented God's authority. So here, Satan's mimicking God's authority with a mark of his own. It's blasphemous. So the people that take the mark of the beast are sealed into it because of their paganism, their rejection of God. And that mark is like evidence that person belongs to Satan. And then Revelation 20, verse 4, it's mentioning the people that during the second half of the tribulation, they do not take the mark of the beast. So it says they were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. All right, and this is where I didn't get to finish, but it's the mark of the beast, and I am of the opinion, that I'll explain it to you as we go on. There is a spooky picture of the 666 surveillance system here. All right, the QR code. The QR code means quick response code. The definition, a machine-readable optical label that contains information about the item which is attached. So in our case, QR code could contain all the information about us, because every one of us can get a personal QR code. It was invented in 1994 by Japan. It was first used in China, and by the year 2000, it was worldwide. Now, COVID-19 and the QR code. At this point, during COVID-19, there was a tremendous push by the World Economic Forum, by Bill Gates and others, that everybody had to have to travel, you had to have a medical passport, and on it was the QR code. And they wanted everybody on earth, everyone, to get a QR code. See, you can have a personal QR code. You can have a QR code for your business. You can have a QR code for your ministry. You can have QR codes for, like, the governments can have them. So you can have a QR code for yourself, for your personal self. And attached to that, connected to that, can be everything about you. Everything. And this is leading into where I believe that the QR code, or some form of it, is going to be the mark of the beast, because it's universal now. And the New World Order was pressing it big time, but it was stayed. They were defeated at the last moment. The World Health Organization wants everybody to get a QR code. They still do. They want it to be like a passport. And so there is a push now by evil sources that everyone in the world is going to be assigned a QR code, no exception. So now I'm reading from what I posted here. The QR code pandemic in 2020 truly thrust QR codes into the mainstream as businesses sought touchless ways to facilitate transactions and access information. Practically overnight, black and white pixelated codes on restaurant tables, retail checkout counters, and product packaging became the norm. According to Statista, the number of QR codes scanned in the United States jumped from 11 million per month in 2019 to over 93 million per month in early 2022, a 754 increase. So the COVID-19, which was a tool, was created by the New World Order. Part of that, what they were doing, not only did they want to get us sick with it and die with it, but they wanted us also brought under the QR code with it, and they were out front with it. Everybody was going to have a passport with a QR code as a connection. No QR code, you couldn't fly, you couldn't do this, you couldn't do that. So this is universal, folks, the QR code. Now, and they've been held back, but in a short time in the future, They could slam dunk the whole world to have a QR code. That's the first step. So here is the QR code with the passport. This is a vaccination passport. And there it is. You can show that to anyone that you've been vaccinated. Here is a QR code that you have to fly if you're going to fly. That QR code showed that you have been vaccinated. You couldn't fly without it. But that QR code is you. All information about you is being piled up into that QR code. It's not just to say you've been vaccinated, but everything you could think of is about you, and they're setting it up so it will be in real time. Everything about you will be known. Your medical history, your financial history, where you live, probably arrest records, traveling, everything you could think of will be, that the QR code gives you the gateway to get to that information. Now, here is, a little Jerry did this for me. This is just a type of, what's the word? It's just artistic about the QR code and where it's heading. Now, I can't say for sure that the QR code is going to look the way we see it today. It may change. And we also need high tech on how it can be implemented to the masses of people. But the QR code is here, folks, and it's they have said they want it universal. Everyone on earth to have a QR code. The next step is to place it on the right hand or forehead. There's the QR code again. And notice it's set up for three sixes. So with the position of those sixes, that's not artificial. That's in place where there's boxes, like empty boxes that you can write them in, put them in. Yeah, there's the boxes. That's the way they look with 666 in it. Now, this is a working QR code tattoo. This man had the QR code tattooed on his forearm there, his right hand, and it worked. It took a long time. It took hours for the tattoo artist to put that on him. But after it was on him, you could scan it, and it would work. It would work. The problem to use it would be, you know, the time. So there has to be some sort of a machine that, and I haven't seen it. I haven't seen a machine that could do this. But it has to be able to do instantly these tattoos, go from one person to another to another. But that tattoo functions. I mean, that tattoo QR code functions just like a QR code. This is a store in, I think it's Russia. And it's for top end. It's a woman's store. I can't remember the full details, but it's a woman's store. It's top end in like Moscow. And they're very trendy. So to get into the store, or it's a club or something like that, you had to get the QR code tattooed on you. So there it is. To get into that, like, spa, there's they required the QR code to be tattooed on you. All right, and here is my brochure. And the brochure does have the QR code in it. All right, I'm going to show it up on the screen. Well, I can't exactly do that right now, but I will bring it up on the screen so you can see it. If you want to contact me, there's my contact information. So as soon as I get that down, I'll show you the brochure. This is really tricky. I can't get my main self over. I can't get myself over to my main self. So there's me coming over. No picture of me. So let me try it again and see what happens. No, that doesn't happen. No. There may be something technically wrong here now. All right. We got a technical problem here. No picture of me. But let's see how everybody that followed it reacts to it. Of course, the very end, I still have more setup on it. But, okay, I guess we'll look at this should be Gigi and Randy. Any comments? Okay, Gigi and Randy, any comments?
Can you hear me? I'm sorry.
Yes, I can hear you, yes.
And I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last question that you just said. Was this about making improvements?
Any comments about the presentation?
Well, it was all very clear. And I can't think about, I mean, it was just very clear what you were teaching. So not quite sure what else to say other than it was very clear.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Rita, any questions or comments?
No, I had no comments. I was able to follow along with no problem.
Good.
And I agree with Gigi. It was very clear, and I was blessed. So thank you.
Yeah. My reasoning for using the QR code is Bill Clinton's put millions, not Bill Clinton, Bill Gates has put millions upon millions of dollars into it, saying that everybody in the world has to have a QR code right at the same time at COVID-19. He was talking about passports, universal passports. I mean, he was salivating with the idea of everybody in the world getting a QR code. And that QR code is universal now. I mean, not all the world has gotten a QR code. It kind of died out and it was beaten back, but it's sitting there waiting. And I don't see anything else anywhere that could be like universal like this. So I look at it as it's sitting there waiting for the equipment needed to implement it on the right hand of forehead. But there it is. The QR code is ready to go. And through the QR code, everybody throughout the world can be tied into to that system. So you won't be able to buy or sell. Not us. Not us. But the people that are on Earth at that time will not be able to buy or sell because of the QR code. All right. Sharon, any questions or comments?
No, I don't have any comments or questions because it's quite clear, you know, what's going to go on with the QR code and all of that. And it's just just looking at that brochure reminds me of when you first gave me a 666 brochure, and I would take them over to the business, the family business, and I'd show them to people or just hand them to people, and the reaction was priceless, just priceless. Because you know, most people knew what I was handing them.
Yeah, wow. Wow. Yeah, and these are potent tools, these brochures,
yeah.
Because as time goes on and we get closer to the tribulation period, this high tech is going to be more and more prominent. And of course, if people go into the tribulation period, the second half is where it'll be implemented, but they're going to be seeing things. It's not going to be like a big surprise.
Right.
It'll be
right. That's how,
be coming online, you know.
Right. That's how I saw it too, and other people saw it when I was first dealing with them and showing them at the farm, and the lights up on the tops of the ceilings and stuff like that. I mean, it was a priceless example. You know, the brochures, the QR code on the brochures, and the lights in the building, and you know, just get everything to match up and everything like that. And like I said, that people, you didn't have to tell them what you were handing them. You didn't. You really didn't.
It speaks for itself.
Right. It was fun to talk to them about it and whatever, but it, like you said, speaks for itself. It's there. I mean, we were programmed from the time we were, like you said, quite young with the 666.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you, Sharon. Thank you. And then we have Paula Jean here. Hello, Paula Jean. Any questions or comments?
Well, the only place where I had hiccups was when the, let's see, I guess it was the QR codes that were supposed to be our protection, you know, like, I mean, I'm not sure. the mark of the beast supposedly was, the people were convinced to take that so that they wouldn't be killed, right?
No, that's for...
that's why I was, I knew I was confused there.
No, it's for the Jews are going to enter into a, like a covenant, the Bible calls it, with death and hell, that they're going to be protected. The beast is going to protect them from the whore of Babylon. Then mid-tribulation, the beast turns on the whore. The whore is killed. The two prophets are killed. And the beast declares that he is God. And he implements the 666 system during the second half of the tribulation.
So it's
only dealing with the Jews that they would be
protected. And that's during the first half of the tribulation.
Right. Exactly right.
Wow, wow, wow. I knew I'd missed something, and I thank you. I'm glad that I don't have to be concerned about that. But obviously, he's trying to do everything just like God, you know. He's definitely trying to convince people that he is, whereas he's not.
Oh, yeah. He's going to demand worship. And everyone that won't go along with his demands, they won't still wants to exterminate him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's no
quite a difference in character. Quite a difference in character. He's not imitating God at all, but he thinks he is.
Well, what he wants to do is destroy man, really.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much of what we got a little taste of this last 4 years.
Oh, if Biden didn't have any restraints on him, he'd be exactly like Hitler or Stalin or Mussolini and all of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. You caught me up to the, you know, there was just, I knew I had gone into disconnect or misunderstanding and needed a clarification. You did good.
Well, thank you. One thing that I learned putting this together was the false prophet, how he was a big time, like kind of engineer, man of science, because he was the one that put the 666 together, and he was the one directly connected with the image of the beast, and he was the one calling fire down from heaven. So he's a big-time operator in this, big-time.
Well, I have a question for you. I mean, this is just a question. Do you think that maybe he is taking the role of imitating the position of Holy Spirit, of trying to convince everybody
right.
who to worship,
right?
And make sure that they have everything they need to convince them to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. That's his job, if you look at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you could see how close they work together.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see that, like I said, it's no small thing to put the 666 system together. It's no small thing to put the image of the beast together. And then he's calling miracles and fire down from heaven. So he's a big-time actor in this, big-time.
Well, I think they started some of their work even with the one ID, you know, our universal ID on our driver's license, where all this information was transferred over to our driver's license.
And that's the way it'll be with the QR code. Like your mm-hmm. license, mm-hmm. like the QR code will be your driver's license.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you're stopped,
yeah, I found when they did that, I thought this is a big first step and getting people to cooperate with the plan.
Yeah, because if you don't cooperate, you don't drive.
Mm-hmm. Or you don't fly.
You don't fly.
They were using that as a threat too.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, they were so excited about it. They were absolutely just thrilled when this opportunity came by to get everyone in the world a QR code, no matter where you were. No matter where you were, a QR code. And then that would be, you would get a passport to go along with it. So that QR code would be your passport, your opening to get into everything, planes, travel, restaurants.
Right.
You know, but it's like 666, only it's not put on your right hand or your forehead. And remember, the mark of the beast is a worshiping system.
Yeah.
So yeah. That mark.
Captain?
Yes, Mr. Sharon.
Okay. I was just going to say with, we're talking about the traveling and stuff. And just recently, within the last year or so, you know, just watching my mother fly around, go to Florida or whatever, and having her little ID card. I mean, that's basically what we looked at it as, but it was a definite thing that she knew she had to have, was this QR code and stuff. And it was quite shocking. That was shocking.
Yeah, the Lord blessed us. They were trying to slam dunk it right then, back in 2022, like that, 2021, 2022. And they just couldn't do it. The Lord just wouldn't allow them to do it. Now, everything is still in place. All they need is another pandemic. And
right.
I mean, this huge amount of countries that are ready, that you push them, they would go for it. They would do it right now. So that's sitting
right
there. That's sitting there just waiting to be implemented.
Right. And the guys that created it, they're just right there waiting just for the push the go button and go.
Right.
Well, I am praising the Lord that there are some countries that even before the United States became well aware of what was being done and stepped back and said no. And we finally caught on and went on board because we had some strong people who were willing to stand on the principles and recognized the evil. And I am very, very grateful for everyone that was willing to sacrifice their job and whatever it took to stand for the truth and caring for one another rather than giving in.
Right.
I mean, that's really, it took community across the nation to start waking up and encouraging others to see what was happening so that Trump actually could come in. The prayers and the standing and being led on how to be used. I think it was really a broad thing that happened more than we know that took place because people actually were waking up to God's guidance.
Amen. Amen.
And I give praise for that. Yep.
Okay.
And I'm just continuing to pray that we don't slip back into the old pattern of comfort and that we become very alert and aware and watchful.
Okay, I'm agreeing 100% with you.
Okay. I can be still now and say thank you for listening and agreeing. It was a good evening.
Good. I'm glad to hear. Mm-hmm. So we have a little time for some music. So let's see. Gigi and Randy, would you have a song? Maybe I've muted them. Let me check to see if I muted them. I did. Sorry, I muted you.
That's okay. I was trying to think of a song that we wanted to have I don't know. Do you have a song in mind, Randy?
How about Redeemed?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Redeemed by... it's the Gaither Band.
Oh, yeah.
It's called the Gaither Band, yeah. We haven't heard that in a while. It's kind of right. has a slightly Celtic
stage. Fanny wrote it.
Yeah, it was written by Fanny Crosby.
And I was thinking of Don Moen earlier, you know, in his My God song. I like that.
Yeah, Our Father. Our Father.
It's what we're talking about. Yeah.
But this one is Michael Phelps is singing. He's very good with the Gaither Band. And it's called Redeemed. And they do it kind of in a Celtic style. It's very, very well done. David Phelps. Okay. Sorry, David.
You're going to have to tell. Oh, here it is. I got it.
Okay. Thank you.
I wonder if it will come across. It might not come across.
Well, all we have is the black screen, Ben, so.
I can't bring it across, so there's something technically wrong here.
Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed through His infinite mercy, His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed through His infinite mercy, His child and forever I am. And so happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of His presence with me doth continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy, His child and forever I am. Think of my blessed Redeemer, I think of Him all the day long. I sing, for I cannot be silent, His love is the theme of my song. His love is the theme of my song. His love is the theme of my song.
So we had, all right, Sharon, what song would you like?
Oh, did you ask me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Don Moen and Our Father. And I really enjoyed tonight, too, Kaplan. It was really, just really put together well, and it just came across well, and I enjoyed it.
Oh, wait, well, if nothing else, I mean, maybe it won't be the QR code. That's the mark of the beast. Maybe some form of it will be. But the high tech, we're closing in on it, Sister Sharon. You know what I'm
saying? Oh, yeah.
The hour we're living in, we're closed. And what else is universal across the world but the QR code?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Well, I'm sorry. I've been fooling around here. I think I'm back. Can you see me now on the screen?
No, just black on the screen.
Just black on the screen. Yep. All right. Because
let me try to.
I'm going to close. I'm sorry. I was fooling around.
Oh, that's
here.
Okay. Right. Well, you did.
It's working on my end. On my end, it's working. So, can you hear? Can you hear all my tears?
Yes.
All right. I don't know what's going on, but here's all my tears. Now we're going to close with that. Yes. That's too much.
Well, we'll do some more tomorrow.